I bought a couple of these and managed to get it working with OpenBeacon. Some info. Web shop link, datasheet, product code 3208075. CBLC5 module with BK7231N. LED driver U2 is a SEM21 Delpa HM85N. The 3V3 for the CBLC5 module is provided by a BP2571 buck converter. This post has a really good description how to disassemble this device. To remove the metal threads, I simply screwed the bulb into a socket and gently pushed the bulb off the socket. To program it, it is at least necessary to solder wires on the URTX and RX pads of the CBLC5 module. To get to the pins, it is sometimes necessary to remove the white glue a little bit. The picture below shows the pads T1 and R1. Sorry for the mess, this was already after I desoldered the wires again. There is also a reset pad, but it is not necessary to connect if you use the right tool to program. If you have clamps, it is not necessary to solder wires to power the device. I found the following two locations are easy to clamp and are connected straight to the ground and VCC of the CBLC5 module. Here is a pinout of the CBLC5 module I found on the internet. Initially, I failed to get the programming to work. It turns out that the device really, really needs the correct voltage. Often the 3.3-volt supply of USB UART adapters do not deliver enough current. But even when I used a separate LDO to provide the power, programming failed because I had too many wires and connections between the LDO and the CBLC5 module, causing a voltage drop which was too large. To program the firmware, I used this tool. It doesn't need the reset line to be connected. Earlier I used HID download PI, but it does need the reset line. When OpenBeacon is running, the following steps were necessary to get the light working. 1. Configure module. Set P24 to SM2235DAT. Set P26 PWM5 to SM2235CLK. 2. Configure general/flags. Select flag 4. LED force show RGBCW controller, for example, for SM2135 LEDs or for DGR sender. 3. Restart the device. 4. Execute this command to swap the cool and warm red and blue channels. 5. Execute this command to set the correct currents. 8 mA for RGB LEDs, 15 mA for white cold and warm. The default settings are too high. I guess this will really shorten the life of your LED bulb if you don't set this. Warning: the SM2235 map command is persistent. The mapping is stored in the configuration in flash memory. The SM2235 current command is not stored in the configuration, and therefore it is necessary to add it as a startup command. Another warning: do not use flag 12, LED, remember LED driver state, RGBCW enable brightness temperature after reboot. The state of the LED driver is restored before startup commands are executed, so the LEDs will run with too much current after a reboot. This worked fine for the first bulb that I programmed. However, the other two showed weird behavior. Initially, the LED worked correctly, but after some time, setting a color resulted in white light or vice versa. Even turning off the light failed more often than not. It just changed to a random color or brightness. Because I initially didn't know about the need to configure the correct current with SM2235 current, and I didn't make a backup, I bought another one and attached a scope to figure out which current settings the original firmware applies. The first two bytes are 110110001010. I also noticed that the I2C bus runs at about 50 kHz. I didn't measure the I2C clock of OpenBeacon, but I noticed that the firmware probably uses a clock of 400 or 500 kHz. The SM2185N datasheet specifies that I should work with 1000 kHz, but lowering the clock rate solved the problem anyway. I created a pull request to make the I2C clock frequency configurable with a command. If this change is merged, it is possible to configure a I2C clock that has no problems with this command. Here is a picture of the LED controller IC. Another post that helped me.